Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And we don't have too much going on the calendar. There's a third Saturday dance. If you're listening in the Palouse area at the 1912. I guess they start them at the Blaine this month, the Blaine Schoolhouse. Look it up on the Palouse Folklore Society website. They'll show you where the Blaine Schoolhouse is. I guess all the dances are at the Blaine up through August. And then they begin back at the 1912 Center. In September, there's one in Walla Walla, the Milton Friedwater area there. That's the Walla Walla Friends of Acoustic Music. And that's at the Unity Church there on C Street. And that's at 810 C Street there for their third Saturday dance. So that'll be happening. Slow Jam on the 24th of May, sponsored by the Palouse Folklore Society, and that is in the attic there at 314 East 2nd Street. Now, that will be happening, apparently, even though everybody's going to be, who knows who's going to be here, because the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th is Folklife Weekend, which doesn't mean the whole state stops because of Folklife, but it does mean that a lot of folks who normally do a lot of these things do go to Folklife. So that's how that works. And then I need to know if anybody from the Tri-Cities area knows whether they're doing their last Saturday dance. They do a fourth Saturday dance, but that's because it's the last Saturday. And I can't remember if they're doing that dance on the 31st of May or if they're doing it on the 24th of May or postponing it because of Folklife. I just don't know. And I want to know. I want to find out. Okay? All righty. Your applications for the Tumbleweed Folklife Festival are due today. So if you haven't done it, and I'm sure they'll accept it if you, like, postmark it today. So be sure and get that application in if that's what your goal is to play at the Tumbleweed Festival there on Labor Day weekend. Should be some pretty good acts there, and there always are. And, in fact, I still have to do my application, which I will do today. But, see, I'm recording this show on... what's what is today? Today's the 12th, so I still have some time. Neener, neener. Okay. Applications for the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival are due probably right around the 1st of July. And those applications are up on the Spokane Folklore Society website. So be sure and get those squared away. And that's a wonderful little festival there at the Spokane Community College. In Spokane, up there on Mission and Green, and it's just a good time for everybody. Alrighty. On Friday, May the 30th, Bill and Kathy Kostelic and myself, we will be at the Grand Ron Winery, and that'll be a nice show, and that'll be happening from 7 to 9. And I don't know just how that's going to work. Bill and Kathy just played that gig, and. So I don't know if I open for them or just what's going on there. But anyway, I will be there. So be sure and check that out. That'll be fun. And that's, again, the 30th of May. Already tickets available for all kinds of things. Tom Emmanuel will be playing guitar. I believe that's in June. That's a June concert there at the Bing Crosby Theater. Get your tickets at Tickets West. Check out the whole Tickets West website because it shows you some amazing things that are going on all around the area. One of the things I want you to tell you about in advance is that Hank Kramer will be doing a Tumbleweed benefit on June the 21st, on Saturday, June the 21st, and that'll be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there in the Tri-Cities. Hank Kramer doing a Tumbleweed benefit. All righty, where are we at? I want to wish happy birthday on Sunday, May the 18th. Wish happy birthday to Chris Stortle. And Chris Stortle is pretty amazing. And she's theatrical. She did some readings on our show for the T.R. Ritchie tribute. And I want to, again, acknowledge, and we're going to play some Waterboys for her. This is a six-CD set that came out of the Fisherman Sessions, and it has virtually anything and everything you would want to know about that whole set of sessions. It's pretty amazing. And she has this Waterboys thing. I thought I'd play this and just mention happy birthday and dedicate some of this Waterboys to her. All righty? Here we go.
Thank you. someone overseas, far away from dry land and bitter memories, casting out my sweet land with abandonment and love. No ceiling bearing down on me, save the starry sky above with light in my head, and you in my arms.
away with us he is going. The solemnite, he'll hear no more the lowing of the calves on the warm hillside, or the kettle on the hob, sing peace into his breast, or see the brown mice spot around and around the old new chest.
For he comes, the human child,
the human child,
to the water.
Waterboys, The Stolen Child, based on Yeats's poem. In fact, it is Yeats's poem, and there were readings of that in there. The Waterboys, we're going to hear one more Waterboys cut, but we can't play them in a row on account of our internet laws in this here country, these here United States of America. And the internet laws are very prohibitive in terms of what we can play and how we can play it on the radio. So, another Casey Clifford, and then the Waterboys after that. Oops, 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 oops. Another Casey Clifford.
Thanks for coming.
There we go.
It's good to be here. Shining faces.
Yeah. Thank you.
Higher in Time Symphony or the Symphony in Higher Time or something like that. Yesterday's rock music, today's folk, yesterday's pop. I mean, think about it. Stephen Foster wasn't writing just for the love of it, you know what I mean? He was their pop, and it's all folk. So it does make you wonder, like, you know, when they do sing-alongs and stuff around the campfire, like we did in our generation, and we all did If I Had a Hammer, and we all did This Land Is Your Land, it makes you wonder if a generation from 2007, 2008, 2009, if they're going to sit around the campfire, all these old guys sitting around the campfire in 2040, and if they're all going to be going, he's just a skater boy, that's the... Makes you wonder, doesn't it? We're going to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on, because we are coming back for about a half hour's more left of music.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Living in the Garden, a botanical shop set in the Storybook Garden north of Pullman off the Palouse Highway, offering plants and inspiration for any gardener. Open Saturday and Sunday or by appointment. Online at livinginthegarden.com, where horticulture meets art.
Partly to mostly cloudy, some gusty winds near the Clearwater River. High temperatures today will range from 66 in Pullman to 74 in Lewiston. Tonight's lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a good chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs will be in the 60s, and skies should clear during the middle of next week.
This next song is a song that I wrote with my friend Jamie Smith, and we do a concert every year at Crossings at Christmas time. We recorded it. She recorded a Christmas record, and I got the privilege to be a part of it. And we honor teachers at the concert. And she asked me this fall. She said, "Case, I really want to write a song for teachers this year, and will you help me?" And I said, "Sure." And when I wrote this song, it's called "You Dreamed for Me." When Jamie and I wrote it, I was thinking about a teacher of mine who was my chorus teacher. And her name was Billie Lewis, and she was like a legend at my school. And I was really not very cool in high school, to say the least. And I thought that I really wanted to be. I know now I kind of really didn't want to be, but I wish I could go back and tell myself that at 14. I was remembering a story to demonstrate my lack of coolness to you. I was remembering a story. I was at a baseball game, sitting in a car, and I actually think there's someone in this room who was there in the car with me. And I wanted so bad to be accepted. That was my big thing. And the radio was playing, you know, Top 40, and there was a baseball game, and we were sitting in the car. I don't know if we were cold or just wanted to be separate or something. And Pour Some Sugar on Me started playing, Def Leppard. And all my girlfriends were, like, singing along, and, you know, and I started singing. And really unbeknownst to me, some of you know my background's in opera. That's what I did. And unbeknownst to me, I think I was singing along, going, "Pour some sugar on me, if you need good loving." I spent the next 4 years hearing about that. Like, actually, I have a friend who was there, and she to this day will go, "Pour some sugar on me." So maybe I asked for the ridicule that I got in my life in high school, but I don't think anybody deserves ridicule, really. I really just wanted people to like me. But this woman, Billie Lewis, her office was like a refuge for me in those years, and I would literally go in there and weep. I would cry. I was so hurt by some of the girls and the way that they would treat me. And she would just love on me. And I thought of her when I wrote this song because she really showed me that there was a world outside of the four walls of my high school, and there was a chance for me outside of the 14-year-old existence. And so I sing this song for her tonight. It's called You Dreamed For Me.
Streetcar ain't going too fast, headed for the schoolyard. Streetcar, streetcar, coming in last. Bang along that track, ain't working too hard. Sitting on the sandbox, pretend I'm in control. Back and forth across the county riding. Stopping in the morning dew to watch the sun come up. Playing a little catch down at the siding. Streetcar, streetcar, making me late, digging me down on the levee. Streetcar, streetcar, with your precious freight, damn, you're loaded, must be heavy. Straining every timber as you're plunging through the woods. Listen to your windows almost breaking. Whistling down the bottom, then up to Clayton Road. Gotta stop, go up, pick up some little old lady. Wasn't you fine? And we played so hard. streetcar, streetcar, on down the line, headed for the schoolyard. Give me that old streetcar and that cinder box of mine, where I can climb aboard to be playing so hard. Streetcar, streetcar, wasn't you fine? Headed for the schoolyard. So slow, headed for the schoolyard. Southbound, anywhere you go, hang along that track and we're getting too far.
Love is frosted on the glass when the windows rattle in December. bonnet, crumpled note left in the pocket, penned in a childish hand. Grandpa, I love you. That's what we come to Nashville for. No one comes around to play the pinball machine. Nobody eats satellite balls anymore. Now the Opry's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Dove's record shop is dark. And the drunks are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the park. Drinking coffee until four. Shoney is closed at 9 o'clock. There's nothing left to do. Nobody eats at line balls anymore. Now the Opry's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Dove's record shop is dark. And the drunks are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the park. Won't no one hear the phone ring? Is Benny Martin there? Or watch to see who comes in through the door? Except a few that come around again to use the parking lot. Nobody eats satellite balls anymore. Now the Opry's gone and the streets are bare. Tubbs' record shop is dark. And the drunks are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the park. Somewhere in the suburbs the Opry plays tonight. But the people come around to take the rides. Park shuts up at bedtime, there's nowhere else to go. Nobody eats at line balls anymore. Now the Opry's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Tubbs' record shop is dark. And the drunks are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the park.
There's a thin golden sliver above the bend in the river that gives the Crescent City its name. My soul is yearning to be returning to that scene I see so clearly in my dream of New Orleans, New Orleans. Through lace curtain windows, the breath of the night blows, the river slides on by the town. Lovers drink coffee, walk on the dark streets, streets that I see only in my dreams of New Orleans, New Orleans. When this fool left home, the angels wept, but the wise men saw, and the wise men said, one angel will smile and the moon above shines a golden light on the one I love. When the night's all that binds us, wherever life finds us, a thin crescent moon is still the same. And the night's greatest power is in her darkest hour. I see a face so clearly in my dreams of New Orleans, New Orleans. But the wise men saw, and the wise men said, one angel will smile, and the moon above shines her golden light on the one I love. When the night's all that binds us, wherever life finds us, a thin crescent moon is still the same. The night's greatest power is in her darkest hour. I see a face so clearly in my dreams of New Orleans, New Orleans, of New Orleans, New
That was a nice Cary Grombacher cut, wasn't it? Dreaming in New Orleans? Yeah, that was pretty cool. I had the right atmosphere and everything, right lyrics. That was pretty neat. And before that, John Hartford talking about the history of Nashville. It's, you know, we think of Nashville as Nashville, but, you know, it's got its places that are all disappearing too, just like a lot of folks. Seattle's got those. Makes me wonder, in Seattle, is the Doghouse still around? There was an all-night restaurant and where T.R. Ritchie used to hang out. It was called the Doghouse. People would call their friends and say, well, I'm at the Doghouse. And you'd know that you were in the Doghouse and you were in trouble. Yeah. All righty, well, it's about the end of the show. What do you think about that, huh? We're just about done. We have to do the salutations and all the stuff. And then we're hitting it. Alrighty, you want to email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. I need to thank Kevin Rinker, and I want to thank Brett. I'm trying to think of his last name. Brett. Brett, the man who got me started here. Brett Charbit, that's his name. I think Brett. Hey, Brett, you're cool. Righty, Caitlin Bailey, helping with the production assistance and doing the playlists. She'll be around until July, and then she's jumping ship. That's how it goes. But anyway, she's doing the playlists and everything, so thanks, Caitlin Bailey. Kevin Rinker, the engineer and editor. Those are the folks. All righty. Heidi's going to start singing about the highways and the freeways and things like that. I don't know what Heidi's doing now. I think she did some dulcimer workshops in Hermiston and the Tri-Cities a couple months back. She's hanging out. She'll probably do a lot of teaching back east with her dulcimer expertise. And that's how that goes. All righty. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Quit being so nostalgic. We got to go now. Bye.
Support for our programming comes from the Walla Walla Chamber Music Festival and Tourism Walla Walla. 2014 Summer Festival, June 5th through the 28th, featuring 20 virtuoso artists and 31 events performed in intimate venues throughout the Walla Walla Valley. Seating is limited. Tickets at wallawallachambermusicfestival.org. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Thanks for being with us for Inland Folk. It's 2 o'clock and time for the Thistle and Shamrock here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from Pullman Disposal Service, working with the people of Pullman in making the effort to save our natural resources through curbside and apartment recycling programs. Pullman Disposal provides answers to recycling questions at 334-1914. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, Moscow Pullman, KNWV 91.